When you think of great soul music from the 1960s and 70s, you may not realize it, but you're probably thinking about the Memphis Horns. They're the horn section that put the muscle in so many hits by the likes of Otis Redding and Sam and Dave. Well, one half of the Memphis Horns duo has died. Saxophonist Andrew Love was 70 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
The Memphis Horns backed some of the biggest names in music. Wilson Pickett. You've been running all over town now. Aretha Franklin. Dusty Springfield. How will I remember the look was in his eyes? Sometimes there were other players in the mix, but mostly the Memphis Horns were Wayne Jackson, a short white guy, and Andrew Love, a tall black guy. Before they were the Memphis Horns, Andrew Love was a session musician for Willie Mitchell's High Records. Writer and filmmaker Robert Gordon says at the time, Andrew Love couldn't afford a phone, so he moved his wife and child to a small apartment across the street from the studio.
So that when Willie Mitchell would need him for a session, Willie could come knock on the door and say, Andrew, come on and play.
Meantime, Wayne Jackson was a session musician for Stax, the rival studio across town. But Wayne Jackson says they met playing gigs in nightclubs. Jackson says the first time he heard Andrew Love, he was hooked.
If I heard him, I just dug my socks off. He has such a big, wonderful sound, and I knew that he would be my perfect partner.
Eventually, Love moved to Stax, and he and Jackson started working with artists like Otis Redding. The Memphis Horns were hot in the 1960s. Other studios and artists wanted to work with them, but Stax wanted exclusivity. So Love and Jackson did something most musicians at the time were afraid to do. They left and started freelancing.
We needed to be making money every day with those horns.
And they did. From Al Green to U2, their discography is astonishing. For nearly 50 years, Andrew Love and Wayne Jackson played together, at times every single day.
He was the coolest guy I ever knew. And by cool, I mean he just was smooth. Smooth with life, smooth with his kids, smooth with me.
Andrew Love died last Thursday at his home in Memphis. He had Alzheimer's. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.